早晨，大家好。That's all I've got. Sorry. All right, let's have a look at God's word, and let me pray first before we look at God's word. Let's pray.
开始之前，请大家一齐祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give us your Spirit to help us understand your word, to believe it, and to live it out. In Jesus' name, Amen. What is the blessed life? We all want to have a blessed life, but what does it look like, and how do we have that blessed life?
乜嘢系幸福嘅生活咧？我哋都想拥有好幸福嘅生活，但系佢系点嘅咧？我哋点样先可以拥有佢咧？
Well, if you believe Hollywood, a blessed life is when you have a partner who is extremely good-looking and rich.
如果你相信好莱坞的话，幸福的生活就是你有一个又靓又有钱的伴侣。
According to Hollywood, a blessed life is when you have this inexhaustible bank account and you can entertain your friends every weekend on your own luxury yacht.
根据好莱坞的讲法，幸福的生活就是你拥有一个取之不尽的银行账号，而且每个周末都可以在你自己的豪华游轮上招呼自己的朋友。
It's when you can travel anywhere you want, whenever you want, and enjoy everything that that city has to offer.
嗰阵时你就可以随时随地咁去旅行，享受呢个城市可以带俾你嘅一切。呢个就系荷里活所讲嘅幸福嘅生活。
That is the blessed life according to Hollywood.
荷里活系咁样认为嘅幸福嘅生活。
Now that's pretty much unattainable for most of us, but still we live in a world that believes that this is what success in life is, and says to us that this is the blessed life.
当然这个对大部分人来讲几乎是不可能实现的，但是我们仍然生活在一个愿意相信这个就是成功人生的模式，而且认定这个就是幸福的生活。
Psalm 1 begins, blessed is the man who.
诗篇的第一章开始是这样说的，这人有福了。
The first psalm challenges the world's notion of what it looks like to be blessed, and it teaches us what a truly blessed life actually is.
第一篇诗篇挑战了世人对幸福的看法，而且教导我们真正有福的生活是怎样的。
Now, what does the word blessed actually mean? Well, the word blessed could literally be translated happy. Okay, so we can translate the first phrase as something like happy is the man who.
咁有福呢个词实际系咩意思咧？其实有福可以直接译为喜乐。咁即系话将第一句嘅短语可以翻译为喜乐嘅人系。
Now, when we think of the word happy, we think of happy moments, right? Like when we sing happy birthday.
咁当然，我哋谂到喜乐呢个词嘅时候，我哋会谂到我哋呢啲快乐嘅时刻，就好似话我哋唱生日歌、生日快乐嗰阵时。
But to be blessed in the Bible is to be truly happy. It's a deep, rugged, and lasting happiness, a happiness that endures through all of the ups and downs of life.
但系喺圣经嘅教导中，有福先系真正嘅喜乐。呢个系一种深刻嘅。坚固的同埋长久的快乐，这种喜乐贯穿生活的所有起起跌跌。
So how do we get this blessed life, this permanent happiness?
那我们怎样才可以获得这种喜乐的生命，永久的福气呢？
Well, the psalmist wants to teach us that the blessed, that being blessed depends on who we listen to and what advice we follow in our lives.
诗篇的作者想告诉我们，有福取决于我们想听谁讲，以及我们生活里面遵循怎样的教训。
So notice the first thing he wants to teach us is who we need to avoid listening to and being influenced from.
大家注意到，他想教我们 的第一件事就是我们需要避免听谁说或者受谁的影响。
Have a look at what it says there in verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
我们看看第一节怎么说。他说，不从恶人的计谋，不与罪人为伍，不和轻慢上帝的人同流合污，这样的人就有福了。
One of the things most parents say to their children from an early age is, choose your friends wisely. And if you're a parent, I'm sure you've already said something like this to your children.
Yeah, 很多父母很早就教导小朋友，其中的一件事就是要明智地拣选你的朋友。如果你都是父母，我相信你对子女讲的都讲过类似的话。
And the reason why we teach our children this is because we know that if they hang out with the wrong crowd, they'll be influenced by them. They can absorb their way of life, their way of speaking, and their way of living. And if they're not careful, soon they'll become like one of them.
Yeah, 我们之所以这样教导我们的子女，是因为我们知道，如果他们群埋一堆错误的朋友，他们就会受到这些人的影响，他们可能会吸收他们的生活方式、思维方式和说话的方式。如果不小心，他们就会很容易成为这一班朋友中的一族。
That's what the psalmist warns us about in the opening verses. If you want to have a blessed life, we must be wise to avoid being influenced by the wrong people. We must listen, we must be wise to the people that we follow and listen to.
这个就是诗篇的作者在开篇经文里面忠告我们的内容。如果你想拥有一个有福的生命，就必须明智地避免受错误的人的影响。我们必须很有智慧地选择跟哪个和听哪个说。
So he says, don't walk in the counsel of the wicked. In other words, don't listen to the instruction of wicked people and let them guide you to where you go in life.
所以他说，不要听从恶人的计谋，换言之，恶人的教导不会指引你人生的道路方向。
He says, don't stand in the way of sinners. In other words, don't stand where sinners stand.
他说，不与罪恶为伍，不与罪人为伍。换句话说，即是不要站在罪人的立场上。
He says, don't sit in the seat of mockers. He's saying, don't sit with mockers and count yourself as one of them.
他说，不与轻慢上帝的人同流合污。即是说，不要将自己变成与上帝为敌的人。
Now, who is a mocker? It's someone who is condescending and disrespectful and puts others down. And the psalmist says, don't become like that in your character.
那哪些是轻慢上帝的人呢？他们是那些看人居高临下，不尊重其他人，还有贬低其他人的人。诗人说，不要变成那类的人。
So if you want to be blessed in this life, the first thing to pay attention to is discern and reject being influenced by those people who are wicked, sinful, and mocking.
所以如果你想成为这一生有福的人，首先要注意的就是辨别和拒绝受邪恶、罪恶和轻慢上帝的人的影响。
And so a key question we need to ask ourselves this morning is, who do you listen to? Who do you follow?
所以今天早上我们需要问自己一个很关键的问题，就是你会听谁说，你会跟着谁走。
We are bombarded every day with all kinds of information and advice. Every single day on television, on the billboards,even as you glance at the magazine covers as you're queuing up to pay for your groceries.
我们每日都被各种信息和忠告轰炸，每日在电视上、在广告牌上，甚至当你排队买货、买杂货、浏览杂志封面的时候，都会遇到这些情况。
You live in a world of inescapable influence, a world where every day it's trying to counsel you in some way. Now, some of it may be helpful, but a lot of it, and probably most of it, is unhelpful and may lead you to thinking and desiring things and living in a way which is actually contrary to God's way.
我们生活在一个无法避免受影响的世界里面，每日这个世界都会试图以某种的方式为你提供建议或者忠告，有些可能是有帮助，但很多甚至是大部分都是无益的，可能会导致我们在思维上和渴求上与上帝的教训背道而驰。
And someone says to us, be alert to how the world and its people are sometimes overtly and sometimes subtly trying to influence you. Be careful who you listen to and where you get your counsel from.
诗篇第一篇跟我们说，要警醒，因为这个世界和其中的人是怎样有时很张扬，也有时很巧妙地试图去影响你，所以要小心，你们听谁说，你们的忠告在哪里来。
So who should we listen to? Well, notice now what the blessed person listens to.
那我们应该听谁说呢？我们现在看看有福的人是听谁说的。
Look there in verse 2.But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
第二节咁讲，但他喜爱耶和华嘅律法，昼夜思想。
You see, the one who is blessed is the one who listens to the law of God, the one who spends time with God and pays attention to his instructions.Who delights in his word and absorbs it, who gains understanding from it and follows what it says.
我们看到那些有福的人就是听从上帝律法的人，他们是花时间和上帝一起，并且重视他的教导，喜爱接纳他的话语，从而得智慧并且遵从他。
You've all heard the saying, you are what you eat.And if my diet is any indication, then I'm going to start looking like a deep-fried chicken drumstick.
你们都听讲过一句话，就是你就是你所吃的东西。即是如果在我的饮食，从我的饮食喜好，我好像会变成一个炸鸡髀。
But we are more than what we eat.
但是我们不单单是我们所吃的东西。
We are what we absorb.We are what we lay our eyes upon. We are what we read and listen to. We are what our minds and our hearts pay attention to.
我们所吸收的，所关注的，所读的，所听的，所思想的，和心灵关注的，这些只要我们是关注的东西，我们就会成为这一类的事物，这一类的人。
And notice the heart of the blessed person. His heart is full of delight in the law of the Lord. He loves God's word. He enjoys God's word. He relishes it. It's like a treasure to him. It's rich and precious and valuable, full of wisdom and truth to be gained.
我们看看有福之人的心。他的心因着耶和华的律法而喜乐，他喜爱上帝的话语，他享受上帝的训词，他仔细品尝，对他来说，这个就是好像一个宝藏，极其丰富、珍贵、有价值，充满智慧和真理。
And so blessed is the person who meditates on God's word day and night. In other words, he listens to God's word, he thinks about itHe absorbs it and he takes it with him throughout the day and into the night.
所以昼夜思想上帝话语的人是几咁有福的。换句话讲，即是他聆听上帝的话语，思想并且吸收它，从白天到夜晚都不中断。
God's word is constantly with him, guiding him and shaping how he lives.
上帝的话语一直与他同在，引导他，塑造他的生活方式。
According to Psalm 1, the key to the blessed life is our delight and our constant meditation on God's word.
根据诗篇第一篇，有福的生活的关键就是我们以上帝的话为乐，并且不断默想他。
So Psalm 1 presents two paths for all humans to take. Either we listen to the wicked, to the sinners and mockers, or we listen to God's word.
所以诗篇第一篇提出了所有人类要行的两条路。一是我们就听恶人、罪人和轻慢上帝人的声音。一是我们就听上帝的话语。
And someone says, these two paths actually lead to two very different destinations that ultimately lead in opposite directions.
诗篇第一篇讲，这两条道路通向完全不同的生活，并最终通向两个截然不同的终点。
In verse 3, we're given a picture of a tree, strong, healthy, and fruitful. That is the person who delights in and listens to God's word.
在第三节，我们看到了一棵树的图片，它强壮、健康、果实累累，这个是喜爱而且聆听上帝话语的人的样式。
In verse 4, we're given a picture of chaff that the wind blows away.
在第四节，我们看到一张被风吹走的糠秕的图片。
Now I want to start with the second picture first. It's the person who listens and follows to the wicked, the sinners, the mockers, and the result is a life that looks like chaff, blown away by the wind.
现在我想从第二张图片开始讲起，它是指听从和跟从恶人、罪人和轻慢上帝的人的，他们的结局是生活看起来好像糠秕一样随风而逝。
Now what is chaff? Chaff is that dry, scaly husk around wheat and grains, and you can't eat it. It's pretty much useless. And so in the old days, they used to like thresh it, beat the wheat on the ground to remove the chaff, and usually they just let the wind blow it away.
乜嘢糠秕呢？佢系啲小麦同埋谷物周围干燥嘅啲鳞状外壳，唔可以食嘅。它没什么用，所以以前的人呢打麦的时候呢，通常会将麦在地下不停摆落地下去除去那些糠秕，跟着就等它被风吹走，因为它没什么用。
Now to put it bluntly, it's a picture of a life that is kind of useless. That's pretty much, it amounts to nothing. And notice their destination. In the end, this life will be subject to judgment,and separated from the righteous.
好坦白咁讲，呢个系一个毫无生命意义嘅图片，几乎系一文不值嘅。而且留意到佢嘅最终结局，到头嚟呢一生将会受到审判，与义人分离。
It says in verse 5, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
第五节咁讲。所以恶人在审判中站立不住，罪人在义人当中无立足之地。
So we have here an important clue to what constitutes a life that is truly blessed. It's a life that is productive and fruitful and lasts. It is a life that will ultimately endure the judgment to come.
所以我在这里就会有一个重要的线索来了解什么是真正蒙福的生活。这个是一种富有成效的果实累累的生活，这个是一种终将能够承受即将来到的审判的生命。
And this is what we see in the first picture in verse 3. Verse 3 says, the blessed person who delights in and meditates in God's word, says this, that personis like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers.
这个就是我们在第三节的第一幅图片所看到的。第三节讲，喜爱并默想神话语的是蒙福的人，那人就像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子不枯，凡他所作的尽都兴旺。
This is a picture of the blessed life.
这个就是一幅蒙福生活的图片。
He says that person is like a tree planted by streams of water. In other words, the blessed person is a life that is planted in the right foundation, planted by the stream where the soil is rich and fertile and always watered.
他说那个人就好像一棵种在溪水旁边的树，换句话说，蒙福的人的生命就是扎根在正确的基础上，在土地肥沃而且经常有水的溪流旁边。
And we get this picture of a strong, healthy, fruitful tree. It always produces fruit in season, and because it's well nourished, it's healthy all year longWe're told its leaves don't wither.
我们可以想象到这一棵强壮、健康和多果实的树的图片。它总是会按时结出果实，而且因为它营养丰富，一年四季都很健康，叶子不会枯萎。
This tree is a picture of the person whose life is truly blessed.
这棵树是一个人的生命真正蒙福的写照。
A life that has resilience and able to stay healthy through all seasons of life. A life that is fruitful and productive and flourishing and enduring because it is constantly feeding on the Word of God.
它是一种满有韧力，能够在生命的所有季节都会有成果，多产、繁荣和持久的生活，因为它不断地以上帝的话语为食粮。
And we're told at the end of verse 3, whatever they do prosper.
第三节的结尾，它告诉我们，它们所做的一切尽都顺利。
Now this is what I believe it means to be truly blessed in your life. Whatever you do prospers. But what does this mean? On the surface, it appears to be saying that all of our actions and our goals will be successful. Is that what it means?
因此这个就是我相信在我们的生命中真正蒙福的意义。无论你做什么尽都顺利。但是这个是什么意思呢？在表面来看，它似乎是说我们所有的行动和目标都会顺利，是不是这样的意思呢？
Well, that can't be true, can it? Because we've all done things that have failed. Not everything we do succeeds, and often the things we do go wrong and fail.
当然这个不可能是真的，因为我们有过失败的经历，不是我们所做的每一件事都会成功，而且往往会出现错误或者失败。
So what does the psalmist mean here? Well, we have to understand that the tree has something particular to do. That is to produce fruit.
咁诗篇作者喺呢度系咩意思呢？咁我哋就必须了解呢棵树系有一啲特别嘅事情要做嘅。呢个就系结出果实嚟。
And that's what we are meant to do. We are meant to bear fruit that is born from feeding on the Word of God. And we will succeed in doing this if we constantly feed on the Word of God.
这个也是我们应该做的。我们应该结出以神的话语为食粮的果子来。如果我们不断地以上帝的话为食粮，我们就会结出相应的果实。
We will produce the fruit of godliness and faith and purity and an increasingly productive life that brings honor and glory to God.
我们将会结出坚强的、信实的和洁净的果实，得着越来越多产的生命，为上帝带来荣耀。
God-honoring life endures and prospers even through the cold seasons of life because it is sustained by a deep relationship with God.
尊主伟大的生活，即使在人生最寒冷的季节，都会持续和繁荣，因为我们和上帝有着深厚的亲密的关系。
And in the end, all that we are called to do will endure, and we will endure right to the very end, and we're able to stand in the judgment and be counted among the assembly of the righteous.
到最后的日子，我们蒙召去做的一切都会长存，我们也都会长存，因为我们终将能够在审判中站立得住，并且被算在义人的会众中。
Now, as Christians, we know that this blessed life is only possible because of Jesus. And that's why we need to constantly listen to God's word, to follow it, to see where it's pointing us to, because it provides to us the truth of the gospel that saves us and shows us what is truly worth living for.
作为基督徒，我们知道这种蒙福的生活只是因为有耶稣才有可能。这个就是为什么我们需要不停地聆听和遵从上帝的话语，因为他不断地将我们指向拯救我们的福音，而且向我们展示真正值得为之而活的真理。
The one who is truly worth living for is Jesus. It's because of Jesus that we are blessed, and it's through Jesus and listening to his words that we learn how to truly live the lives that we were meant to always live, a life that brings honor and glory to God.
这个当然就是耶稣基督了。正是因为耶稣，我们才会蒙福。藉着耶稣和聆听他的教导，我们去学习怎样真正地过我们应该过的生活，一种是为上帝带来荣耀和尊荣的生活。
And so how do we respond to this psalm? Well, that of course is to delight in his word and meditate on it constantly.
咁我哋点样嚟回应呢一首诗篇呢？当然就係以神嘅话语为乐，并且不断地默想佢。
So let me get very practical now. Are you delighting in God's word? Are you producing the fruit that comes from meditating on God's word?
跟住怎样去实践这件事呢？你喜爱上帝的话语吗？你 会不会默想上帝的话语而结出果子？
You know, I have to admit that when I asked myself this question recently, the answer actually was no.
我知道我必须去承认，最近当我自己问你自己这些这样的问题的时候，其实我的答案是 no。
I've been reading my Bible regularly, but it was out of habit and routine, and I wasn't really delighting in God's word, and I wasn't taking the time to really meditate on it.
我每日都读经，但系呢个好似不过系啲习惯同埋例行公事，我好似冇真正喜欢上帝嘅话语，亦都冇真正花时间去思想。这个话语。
By God's grace, God taught me that I really needed to slow down and spend more time in God's word. I need to spend more time just quietly sitting at the feet of God and his word to learn and to ponder the important truths and the lessons that he wanted me to learn.
上帝是满有恩典的，他告诉我，我真的需要放慢脚步，我需要花更多的时间静静地坐在他前面，听他的话，学习和思考他想给我的重要的真理和教训。
And God taught me something very important that I want to pass on to you this morning. He taught me that the key to good meditation of God's word was to take the time to not only answer what does God want to teach me, but what does God want to change in me?How is God's word meant to transform me in my Bible reading?
上帝教咗我一啲好重要嘅信息，我今日朝早想传递俾大家嘅。佢教我要好好思想神话语嘅关键，系要花时间 唔单止系要回答上帝要教我做乜嘢，仲要回答上帝喺我身上想改变啲乜嘢。上帝嘅话教我如何喺我嘅读经里边去改变我。
And so this morning I want to offer you three important questions that have really helped me delight more in God's word and meditate on it better. And I pray that it will help you too in your devotional time.
所以今日朝早我想同大家提出三个重要嘅问题，佢哋真系帮咗我喜爱上帝嘅话语，而且好好去思想佢。我祈求佢哋会亦都喺你每日嘅灵修时间可以帮到大家。
One, what truth about God do I learn from this passage that I should be grateful for?
第一点，我喺呢段经文中学到咗乜嘢关于上帝嘅真理？我应该感谢啲乜嘢？
Two, as I reflect on this passage, what part of my thinking or my life is God calling me to change?
第二点，当我反思呢段经文嘅时候，上帝喺度呼召紧我去改变我嘅思想同埋生活嘅边一个部分？
Three, how does this passage call me and draw me and urge me to shape the purposes of my life around God's purposes?
第三点，呢段经文系如何呼召我、吸引我，而且促使我按住佢嘅旨意塑造我嘅人生目标？
May God help us to delight in His Word, and may He use it to transform us into strong, fruitful, into a strong, fruitful tree planted by the stream. This is the truly blessed life.
愿上帝帮助我哋以佢嘅话语为乐，并用佢嚟将我哋转变为长在溪水旁、果实累累嘅大树。这个就是真正有福的生命。
Let's pray.
请祷告。
Almighty God, we really thank you that you've made yourself known to us and you've given us your word, the Bible. We pray, God, that we would delight in your word.And we would enjoy spending time in your word. Help us to ponder what it means for us and to know you better and to be changed by your word, to become more like Jesus, to bear the fruit that you call us to bear. In Jesus' name, amen.